My friends in Christ, pick a patron. There are more than enough to go around in today's readings. A patron saint for each one of us, I should think. There is Jonah, the reluctant prophet. There are all those people of Nineveh, sinful but repentant. There are the Galilean fishermen who became followers of Jesus, Simon Peter and his brother Andrew, James and John, the sons of Zebedee. Pick your patron. Chances are that one of these would make a good one. Chances are that there are hints of your story and mine in each of their stories. This is now the second Sunday in a row that the church is asking us to reflect on the subject of God's call in our lives. Last Sunday, we had young Samuel, a mere boy, hearing God's mysterious yet insistent call in the night. And we had the first apostles, too, irresistibly attracted to Jesus, the young rabbi from Nazareth, who invited them simply to come and see. And now we have Sunday number 2 devoted to the call. We should heed what we hear, for we too have been and are now being called by God. And we receive our call in good company, for it is a call that has been received before countless times down through the ages. Received, struggled with, run away from, rejected, accepted, however haltingly, affirmed, embraced, and sometimes, amazingly, all this by the same person. Take Jonah. Was there ever a more reluctant recipient of God's call than this cowardly, temperamental fellow? Let's be honest, Jonah was kind of a flake. Why on earth did God ever call Jonah? Couldn't God have found a better voice than his? Today's telling the story of Jonah is highly abridged. The opening words of the first reading let us know that we are in the middle of the story, not the beginning. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, we heard. Let me remind you of the first time that the Lord's word came to Jonah. It was like the second. God said to Jonah, "Arise and go to Nineveh and proclaim that I am about to destroy it for its wickedness." The only real difference between Jonah's two calls from God was that the first time God told him to go to Nineveh, Jonah boarded the first ship he could find, a ship headed in the exact opposite direction from Nineveh. But God had his way. God always does. God does not change plans merely because of human hard-heartedness. And so, you remember how it goes. A fierce storm blew up on the sea. Jonah was thrown overboard by his shipmates because they suspected he was the cause of that storm. And then a very cooperative whale happened by, swallowing Jonah alive and eventually ferrying him to dry land. As fate would have it, or rather as God would have it, Jonah had a conversion experience while camping out inside the belly of the whale. He came to his senses. Who wouldn't? And once he had been coughed out onto dry land, he headed to Nineveh to do the very doomsday preaching he so dreaded. The rest of the story is what we heard in today's first reading. To Jonah's utter amazement, the inhabitants of Nineveh, one of the great sin cities of the ancient world, listened to his preaching and repented. The book of Jonah is a great story of God's call, of human resistance, and the triumph of grace. And it would be a totally edifying story if it ended right there, but it didn't. Jonah, true to form, got quite angry and upset with God. Why? Well, for being so compassionate with those sinful people. Jonah had been hoping for fireworks. He had looked forward to seeing Nineveh buried beneath fire and brimstone. Do you ever wonder why God puts up with such human silliness? But we should probably be grateful because we at times probably contribute our own share of silliness. So much for the Jonah story. Did you pick a patron there? Did you hear any of your story in Jonah's resistance to God's call, perhaps? Or in his conversion? Or maybe in his anger at God's mercy, letting people off the hook so easily when they really should have paid through the nose? Or maybe you identified with the people of Nineveh, people too sinful to be worth anything, but infinitely worthwhile to God, who refuses to let even the most grievous human sin outweigh the divine mercy. Then there's today's gospel. It presents us with four more potential patrons to pick from: Peter and Andrew, James and John. Each of them received a personal call from Jesus. But maybe you find those four apostles a little unreal, leaving their nets as they did, and their fathers and mothers, their homes, their very livelihood, leaving all at hearing just a couple of words from that itinerant preacher from Nazareth, "Come follow me." How are we ever to find our story in theirs? Weren't they just a little too heroic and selfless and quick in the way they left everything to follow Jesus? Yes, but remember, they were human too. At one point, Peter would entirely forget his call. He would deny his master, not once, not twice, but three times. And James and John would show how human they were when they vindictively wanted to rain down fire and brimstone on the unwelcoming Samaritans, and when they boldly requested princely places at the right and left hand of Jesus in glory. So, my friends, pick your patron. Who will it be? Jonah? Peter? Andrew? James? John? Pick your patron. Each was called by God, called by name, called to change, called to repentance, called to follow, called to glory. And the same is true for you and me. We should thank God that we are in such good company.